There's also news for Warner Brothers.
I call them WUB.
Hello and welcome to the Crab Towers Podcast. This one is episode two? Crab Towers Podcast 2?
Yeah. Wait, does that normally come after one? Two?
I'm just making sure that this is the second one.
It's not a math podcast.
Yeah. So if you know what comes after one, let us know in the comments. We're just not too sure.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Bryce. I'm joined by Kieran.
Hi, I'm Kieran.
And Jason.
Hey, buddy, how you going?
Good, thank you, Jason. Thank you for asking.
I don't know why I said no worries. Feel like we haven't recorded in like seven years.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
A bit of rust. We've been too busy.
Busy boys. Yeah.
No, I feel like we burnt ourselves out recording shit. I meant good videos.
Yeah. Really good videos.
The best quality.
But doing like something like recording stuff like Bricky.
Warhammer.
The Warhammer stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say what it was called, but the explanation. Are they two 2-hour videos?
2 1-hour videos.
2 1-hour videos. But that's still a lot. But we also pause and did a lot of stuff through it. And trying to do that, we only do it once a week.
So. And the long-awaited solar opposites.
No, it's coming. Don't worry, it's
Bring
coming.
Bring that up.
I don't know, is it?
It's almost done, I swear. It's just, you know. But we got Rick and Morty and stuff. You know, we've recorded a lot of things. So we just had a couple of weeks off just to recover. And then
we're
going to
recover
off
from this stress of getting 1,300 subs.
It is. Thanks to everyone who subbed. By
thanks,
the way.
Guys.
That is crazy that it takes that long to get to 1,000 and then it just goes up that quick.
Yeah.
Crazy world.
Yeah.
Might have also been the content that we're doing.
Yeah. We'll try to release a lot more stuff. I still want to do more wrestling stuff. And I'm sorry.
You got to
But I keep bringing that up every time.
But yeah, find a new channel and make your own.
People want to see it. There's been so many comments out there.
How are your other accounts?
Put comments in about
No, your alt accounts.
I hate for them. So this is episode one. I don't know what we really discussed and talked about because that was ages ago. Mm. So we're probably going to do the same thing here where we're not going to know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk blubble.
Oh, there's a lot of blubble.
A lot of upcoming stuff that to be excited about, though.
Yeah.
There's Bryce's favorite, Avatar 2, his long-awaited sequel.
Wait, so did you really like Avatar 1?
No.
Did you go to the cinemas to watch it?
I went and watched it in the cinemas.
Did you watch it in 3D?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you at any point stand up and clap?
No.
And cheer?
Yes, I
but
cheered.
Jake Sully. That wasn't a bad movie. It's just been so long.
I watched it the first time, and then I was like, cool. And then, like, watched it on Blu-ray, because Blu-ray was a thing.
That was when that... Because that was, like, that time.
Yeah. Mm. And that was a few months later, and then I was like, don't think I ever want to watch this movie again.
It's three hours, hey?
It's a big chunk of your life, yeah.
I think I watched it twice in cinemas.
Oh, God.
And then when it came out on DVD, I showed my parents. And then I was like...
What, the DVD?
Yeah. I was like, this... Mom, they're not even real. The Na'vi are fake. That's not a documentary, yeah, eh?
Crazy.
She's walking in the other room, getting another drink.
She's a piss head,
why are
she?
They blue now?
No, I remember that was like one of the... It wasn't the first 3D movie you've seen, but it was the first blockbuster 3D movie, I'm pretty sure.
Back when they were pushing it.
Yeah.
They did ban those glasses in at the end.
Was Thor, the first Thor was a 3D movie?
I think there was lots of 3D... Yes. But this was... Like, I don't know if it was like a... I just remember it being like a big deal that you had to go watch it in 3D.
And they went from giving you little paper...
Yeah, I think
glasses.
That was when they changed it.
And then they gave you the little black ones. And you know what really sucks? As someone who wears glasses, putting glasses over your glasses kind of sucks.
Yeah. And then half the ads are 3D and half weren't. Like, now put on your glasses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because at the beginning you watch it and then later you put it on.
And I would sometimes walk out and not put it in the bucket at the end
you
so I could
real
take
piece
it home.
Of work.
Nothing 3D in the house whatsoever.
Just walking around.
But I had
with
them.
Looking cool.
I still had them there.
Oh, God. So that means you're excited for Avatar 2 then, Kieran?
Things nah, there's the a new trailer. I just don't want to spoil. I can't even say. I don't want to spoil myself for the plot. I haven't watched it.
Oh, there's
why
a
are
new-
you smiling as you're saying all that?
I just don't care.
So there's a new trailer.
I will see it. I actually will see it, but I'm not excited.
Did you say there's a new trailer?
Yeah.
There was okay. So that first trailer that we released, that they released, is how trailers should be done. It gave nothing away of the plot. It just went, hey, this movie is all bloody fancy.
But did that not work? Because I watched it and thought, wow, I'm not going to see that.
Well, you probably wouldn't see it anyway.
I watched it for ages. Man. It's like, was this in Avatar 1? And then you saw a different color Na'vi. Like, nah, they weren't in Avatar 1.
Spoilers.
I've seen it 3 times.
Yeah, I know. I think I watched it at the cinemas and I was fucking nodding off and just, yeah, it wasn't for me.
Too mature.
But it did get, no, here we go. It got hyped up pretty high though. So I was going in there expecting like.
I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Kind of pretty excited.
I didn't know you existed at the time. Yeah, it was just. Yeah,
you went in there expecting cosmic sin.
I was expecting a little bit more action.
Oh, fucking the plants. How much action did you want to see?
Well, they were fucking the plants.
Pornhub was a thing back then. I could just watch that.
What's that, Jay?
Oh, I'm not telling you. You'll find out one day.
Are you excited for Wakanda Forever? I'm never going to look at Jason. Bryce?
Excited?
Yeah.
No.
Don't you think it looks cool?
I haven't watched anything on it. Yeah. I don't watch trailers. Outside of reactions, I don't watch trailers unless I'm at the cinema.
We're
going
to react to it now.
What, the trailer?
Mm.
Have you seen it?
Nah, it's not worth
it. I think I did.
I think it looks cool. Like a really different style for a Marvel film. Probably just end up being similar, but
it'd be cool to see. No comment.
He wasn't much of a fan of the first one.
I wasn't. Didn't really like it. Wasn't for me.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about it, but there's just certain things. I like... Martin Freeman.
Scorsese.
Martin Freeman? Am I saying that right?
Hobbit?
Yeah.
Is it The Hobbit?
Yeah. Martin Freeman? Yeah, anyway, that guy. I like him as an actor, and normally everything that he's in is, like, cool. But even in
he was a bit too
Black
American.
Panther,
oh, no.
It was just not... This wasn't for me. I don't know. He's in this one, right?
Like he was pretty fresh. That's why I liked it.
He's in this one, right? Again. I think I seen him in the trailer. So I think he hasn't seen
the trailer.
No, I said I did.
Oh,
see
okay,
it.
You didn't
ask me. You looked away.
I didn't care.
Oh, here we go.
But then we got games. You're not diving into
games.
New COD.
No,
that looks cool.
No,
I'm gonna get it after Ragnarok because that's more important right now.
I'm only playing free to play games from now on.
I don't play games. I bang chicks.
Buddy.
Yes. I don't know either of those.
That
kind of
segues into. Free-to-play is not always good.
No, free-to-play is trash, but I don't have to spend money on it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Free-to-play is the new thing, which is it's good for people that fall victim to...
The whales.
Microtransactions.
Why are words so hard? Like, because that's obviously making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, that's where Fortnite is...
They would make way more money on that than...
Than selling the game.
Yeah.
So that means... They just say 1,000 people get the game for free, and the game should be $50. Let's say that means through those 1,000 people, the average are spending more than $50. So you might not be getting anything here, but getting nothing. But I'm spending $150.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I was watching a video with a YouTuber talking about it, and he was saying they don't give a shit about the veteran players or anything. Even though you're not putting any money towards it, there's enough of the new people putting a shitload towards it that it doesn't matter that you're not. They don't give you crap.
That's crazy. So, man. I don't.
And for the people who haven't realized yet, we're talking about Overwatch 2.
Oh, yeah. No, but that also counts.
I mean, I'm talking about that in general.
In general.
Yeah, that does. Because that goes for like Battlefield when that was coming out. They use that thing where it's like, no, you can unlock it, but the grind, like the hours for the battle. The skins in Overwatch is so long. And remember when they were working out when Darth Vader, how to unlock Darth Vader and is it Battlefront?
Battlefront
2. How long it would take. It was just ridiculous the amount of games. Mm. They learn nothing each time.
Did you see the one with Overwatch 2 to unlock everything?
Is it to earn the currency to unlock
everything?
It was years, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a ridiculous amount of years.
I thought it was like 18,000 weeks.
No, it was. Oh yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, it was a lot of years.
And
it was
even
ridiculous.
For one skin, was it like 18 months or some shit?
Yeah, I think
really stupid.
I think it's a year. That's what they were saying. Yeah. So, but then the guy was like, "If you, because some of them are just events as well. So if you want that Halloween one, you would have a year.
It was 18 months to get it, the Halloween skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you would also have to wait for that event thing, and it's just, I don't know.
And I even remember in Overwatch 1, I would actually buy the little loot box to try and get a good one.
Like, I wouldn't, because I don't fall for that.
We usually get one. The price I used to pay for them, probably like $10 to do that.
Yeah, and you'd get like 10 for 10. Know, like
tons of the boxes. And you get one at the start of the season ready to open.
Yeah, I think that's something they missed in Overwatch 2. We've been playing a lot of Overwatch 2. Well, I have, and Bryce has, and Kieran has. I don't know why I said everyone's name. but we've been playing a lot, and I think that is one thing that I kind of miss, is the loot box thing.
He's been like, oh, I got a loot box. And people are like, oh, what'd you get?
Yeah.
They've taken all the excitement between games sort of thing.
Yeah.
It reminds me so much of like Halo Infinite when that came out. And there was no reason to play. If you want to have fun with multiplayer, but there's no reason to continue play it, or there's no reason for me to play it by myself.
Yeah.
When I'm not. You had even the little packs in that last one. In, I can't remember the previous, Guardians or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember you had that, like, it was like a card pack?
Yeah.
And it'd be skins, parts to something, and stuff that went into that other game mode that I can't think of the name of.
I also can't remember.
I think it was... Halo 5.
War something? Was it Warzone? Oh, war.
It's one where it was PvE and PvP.
And yeah, and the you more you got kills, you could
a tank and stuff.
Yeah. Which was an awesome game mode, but...
Yeah, it's... I don't know. And they took out some things that I don't know why they took out. So at the end of the game, they have the cards. Mm, or the four cards, and you used to vote and stuff. And it was just like, that was something that I think was kind of fun. It's like, hey, you got up there. They still play the game, which is cool.
But it's also toxic because then.
But then you can see the scoreboard the whole time until the end.
Oh, yeah, they got chat in there now. That is toxic.
That's toxic.
Yeah. But that scoreboard disappears after the game's wrapping up.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, the main scoreboard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the last part, it just disappears, doesn't it? After they play the game?
No, it's still there during it.
You still bring it up then.
Oh, okay.
But then, if someone leaves, their thing goes away.
Which is, another dumb thing.
But people sometimes leave as soon as the game ends.
And I wish when they left at the top corner, it'd have, like, the character they were and whose team they're leaving from. Because
it just goes, this player has left. And you're like,
because you're
that?
In ranked. And you're like, straight away in ranked because it warns you. It has this like aggressive message, like, you know the person that left.
Tell your friend to come back.
Yeah. It's like, if you leave, you're getting punished.
It's like you get punished regardless because now you're a player down and you don't get extra points if you win that game with a player down.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything extra.
Is there no priority after that?
And
wait.
No priority?
You get screwed?
So if you're, this is something I don't understand. If you're in a game and you're halfway through and your person leaves and you lose, do you get punished?
Yeah, like, I think you get punished regardless. Yeah.
You get the loss.
So you get a loss. If you leave, you get a loss.
Okay. And if you win, you get a win. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we 4v5. I told you before, we 4v5 someone and won. It's quite impressive.
It's a good job.
I think that's happened like five times.
If one of your healers leaves, like, all right, that's fine. Like,
not necessarily, but that's probably... I think if you wanted someone to leave, I'd say damage first.
One of the damage, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want the tank to go.
No, tank goes, you're stuffed. You can't do anything because the tank takes up so much of the damage and then they have a tank and you're like, what do you do with that? Unless they're playing like Junker Queen.
Just kill the healer first and then you're fine.
Healers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just kill the healers. But just tell people to kill the healers.
Currently what's saving it is the gameplay is good and they've done so many little changes of life that are really good towards progressing it, but they still have taken away, which is what they said they weren't going to do.
But maybe they did that to make it so it wasn't so much like Overwatch 1. It still is,
but you don't take,
it's Overwatch 1.5.
it is, and that definitely is. The 5v5 thing I don't think matters too much. I haven't really been like, oh man, I wish we had six people.
Yeah, I thought that was, when I initially heard about it, I was like, that's dumb. Why would they do that? And it's like, it works.
When they announced it, if you were playing Overwatch competitive at that time, that was like the greatest light at the end of the tunnel. Because it was just shields.
Yeah, yeah.
Orisa had the shield still. Like, you had Sigma, Reinhardt, The Bubble. Oh, it was just
so much
a shit show.
Yeah, they tried to stop that a bit, and that's why, with it, because tanks all had shields, so now there's only a maximum of one. And yeah. I have had a few games where they've wrote in chat, like, shield, question mark. Like, just to, it's like, what, so I can protect you and not do anything, and then you can whinge about me not doing damage because I'm standing there holding a shield as Reinhardt. So, okay, whatever. But that game can get very toxic, very easily. It's almost like people go in with such a negative attitude, but there could be just one other game where someone said, you're shit, because it's always someone else's problem. When you lose, you either look at the scoreboard, look at who's got the least healing, heal is shit, look who's got the least damage, damage is shit, compare the two tanks, if yours is less than their tank, you're shit. It's just,
even though you have two different abilities.
Yeah, like, they're completely different. Someone else is shit, or, which I've found, because I normally go in comms, so I'll just be talking. Oh, I won't really talk. I'll say, hey, and then I'll just let them communicate, and then I'll do what they're saying.
You talk to random.
Yeah, I always do.
No. I'm scared of it. I love it when people are talking, though.
I can't mute my mic. I don't want to be in the... I also don't want to be abused.
No,
I just want to play the game.
No, this is what I was saying. So the other excuse that you do is because I'm in the chat and I'll say, like, hey, how you going? Whatever. Yeah. But I don't... During the gameplay, I won't be speaking. I'll let them speak. I'll just do what they're saying. Or if I see someone behind... Reaper behind. Quickly. Mute myself again. Whatever. And then it's... and then it's whoever's not in chat and talking. It's their fault. They're the worst player because they can't say anything back to you, can they? I can't
then
say.
You see them fumbling at the
end. Yeah, and they go, and
all
they're right,
like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. No, well, they'll make sure because I don't really look, but someone was like, oh, someone's in the chat. Oh, Jason. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's more. Okay, cool. And then they'll just say stuff. They're like, can you hear me? And then I'll just go in and go, yeah. I don't know. Normally, I don't have a full conversation with people, but I entered one and all five people were in the chat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they'll communicate and everything.
Hello?
So what you're saying is when we play compete, we shouldn't be in a party.
That's the thing. You shouldn't really be. But I notice other people do. Like sometimes you have three in the chat and then no one will say anything.
I think I've only ever had two in the chat. Like there's only ever, most of the time it's one person. Or when it's two, they're yelling at each other.
Yeah. I find a lot of the times the people in the chat, they're nicer. They'll talk. No, sorry, the chat. Sorry, again, confused there. On the mic, they're on nicer. The mic. If you're talking and not doing that well, that's fine. But on chat, like, stupid healer.
Oh, yeah.
Dive in with me, Anna.
It's just, I've had some interesting people saying things of just like, it's like, this is the thing. I mean, either in silver or gold or whatever. Like, we're not in diamond or masters or anything like that. It's like, we're all not that great at the game, all right? Like, let's call it what it is. We're all around that.
Yeah.
We all probably make a lot of mistakes, all right? So let's not just fucking flame everyone for one little one that they did here and there. Who cares? I've been doing this new thing every time I start of a game. All right, good luck, have fun. Because I'm going to do that now. To like bring everyone up a bit, to like start the game so it starts off positive. Then I walk out the door and get sniped. Like, fuck shit. Oh, fuck it.
But when you end a game and you lose, do you go GG?
This is something that we're playing on Xbox as well. Well, yes, we are. My chat goes away. It's at the start of the game when I'm in the room, the spawn. I have chat. I can click chat and I can write a chat. As soon as the doors open, I can't chat anymore.
You have to press start then chat. If you press start, it's in there on the left.
Oh, okay. I've never.
That's how I get to it in the game.
Oh,
I didn't even know you could do that. I thought you had to press start and chat.
Oh, at the beginning it says it's got left. That's the only thing I knew you could do. I thought that was the only time.
Maybe they just don't want it on the screen because you're playing.
I guess.
And also, you might accidentally click it and go, fuck.
Maybe that's it. Yeah,
the
okay.
thing about having it on console, unless you have the little keypad, like sometimes at the end you want to tell the other, like, I versed a McCree the other day, and I wanted to say, because the other people are thinking they're all good, and I wanted to say, no, it was your McCree that made you win. Like, give him the compliment.
Yeah.
Because
you
guys aren't. Yeah, don't take their credit.
Why can't I commend the other team?
Yeah, I wanted
even
to write.
Voting at the end, where they took that away, you could vote for someone that was actually good.
Yeah, that's what we're saying with the cards.
Remember how good of that feeling that was, though, when it was that six, and then it goes seven, and you're like, 8, 9, 10, 11.
You're like, because your yellow was nasty, so you could vote for the other one.
But, yeah.
The thing, and I like that it's brought in on new people, but playing with them is just banging my head against a wall. Like, and I know Bryce did it, the Baptiste that don't know the healers on the left.
He didn't know that. And that was very shocking to me that you didn't know that.
That was like the first time that I'd played him. And I'll wear that.
a Lucio doing the fast thing the whole time. Like, you're not helping.
Yeah, but look how fast I am. There's times where that does help a lot, but
not when you're a tank. Why? Because I'm a fast Roadhog now? Cool.
That is handy. Why? It'd be Diva that would be like, well, I'm already fast. I don't really need you doing that.
There was one other, I'm trying to think of one other healer. Well, the Moras now, because they're getting flamed on Reddit, are just copying the thing and not healing at all.
Yeah, it's almost
I reckon they're trying to put on a show, like, I'm one of them.
So I'm a Moira main, and I do a lot. I just play normally. Like, I'll heal, and there'll be certain choke points where it's like, well, I can't really do damage here, so I'm going to keep everyone alive as much as I can. And normally my healing and damage is around the same. Normally healing is a little bit more. I'll be like, just say 10k damage, 12k healing, or something like that. Yeah. Like, it's around that sort of a thing. And I still get, like, people saying, heal me all the time, and I'm like, dude, I'm healing you. And also, sometimes when the tank is getting destroyed that much, and I'm healing you, and I can't heal anymore, I need to do damage to heal now.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm walking past you doing damage is not because I'm like, well, I'm going to get a sneaky kill on this Roadhog. Like, I can't quickly kill that anyway. Or I'm trying to gain health.
There's also times I find with her, you're looking around and there's a Genji and no one can kill him. I have to focus and kill Genji quickly so you guys can do your thing. Yeah,
and Moira's great against Genji. Yeah. Like, I love going cooking a Genji and then like, they do the reflect. Sorry to let us fuck on me, man.
They know nothing else. This works most of the time.
It is bad when you're Ana though and you go to sleep him and they deflect and one of your team's sleeping. They didn't even have an Ana.
It's weird, they can't deflect the orb, hey.
They used to be able to.
Yeah, I remember in the other one.
Not anymore?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is good because Moira's been like nerfed in the way that her fade doesn't go out of traps. Doesn't go out of Zarya's bubble anymore.
Oh. Yeah, but she's got that wicked jump.
Yeah.
Her mobility is fucking
I love that jump, hey. Oh, I stuffed... Oh, in that... You know how I was telling you I was in that game with the Overwatch League guys? Which I don't know if I was. I just... Maybe they were just all called that and the other guys were trolling. But they were really good in high rank anyway. I mean, this high rank game, like with a master on the other team. Diamonds on my team. I'm sitting here in gold going, I don't know what to do. And then we're in Lijiang Tower, the one with the...
Or the robot. Go!
What?
The robot that pushes the thing.
Oh, no. We were doing the capture ones. Yeah. I think it's Lijiang with the one in the middle, and then there's like... Tower. There's outside where there's nothingness, and there's a tower, and there's two...
Yeah. They've all aged well, too, though, that setup.
I don't mind them, but as Moira, you can fade across it.
You're talking about the one with like a moat.
Yeah.
And the two bridges.
Yeah. So road. you can fade across, which I normally nail. You can get from one side and you can go into that top little Aladdin dodging bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you can fade from the other side up to that. Right? Yeah. So all I was trying to do was my team was on pushing up and I thought I'd fade across like from the middle to their side. And I just did it and just ran off the edge. In like the big master diamond
the
game.
Spam heal me.
And I'm like, let's hope that no one noticed that.
I did the same thing. That was the first and last time I tried it. And I just completely forgot that gravity still affects her.
Yeah.
So I did it thinking I'd just zip straight across and I go, shoom.
Yeah, you got to jump before you go across. And I guess I didn't do that also.
Did I see as well when you die, you can no longer say stuff? Like, you can't say, heal me when you're dead.
The only thing you can say now is your ultimate. Otherwise, it goes respawning in.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and it just says that. And I assume they're spamming healing, though. Yeah. I was like,
you
can
say it, guy. You're there
respawning. Or they're going, thanks. Thanks for helping me out. You did a real good job.
Thanks.
The other thing you can do straight away when you die, no matter what, you get killed, just click ping, and it pings the person that killed you.
Yeah.
Have you got the ping thing on your controller?
I've
set it up, and then on half of my bloody characters, it's not there.
Just reset the default and then do that.
Yeah, but then all the other things that I've set up.
You can change something on Kiriko as well with her healing. You know how she throws healing and it throws all of them? You can make it so it just throws until you stop.
What do you mean throw all of them?
Like when you throw the healing, it goes... And sometimes that animation gets stuck on that and you're like kind of stuck on it. You can make it so when you stop, you just stop.
Oh. So you're like, oh, they're done.
Yeah. It's like, I just need two of them and then go back and then go and throw left trigger or it starts reloading.
I feel that that's my one. Anyway.
No, it's default set to the other one and you can change it to that. I don't know. I was just watching someone do it and they were saying that it's probably like a second off your thing and okay. It might affect you once every like 20 games, but that one time it does.
You're like, frustrated. Damn it.
I barely play her just because a lot of other people play her. So I'm just letting her do it. Although I play Moira, which a lot of people play as well.
A lot.
Yeah. There seems to be a Moira every game.
She's great.
Yeah, I know.
She can out heal Mercy.
Yeah, which is crazy. Because I'm Moira a lot and I'm versing a Moira as well, I try to time their coalescence. So they'll do theirs and I'll let them do damage a little bit and I'll be like, okay, now I'll do mine. And then, so I've counted it. So I re-heal those people and then
it
I have
for
mine
so long
for
as
like
well.
5 seconds longer after she's finished. Yeah. So then we push in on that and I don't know. I always like bait them to do that or wait for them to do those first and then I'll do it second. Unless you get it really quick and you think they don't have it. Because it just seems to be that we're wasting our ults because she does it, then I do it. Yay, we both did nothing. And it's just like...
So when you aim Genji or Pharah.
Yeah, but it depends on what they're doing, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes, unless you want to save your team from the fight they're going into.
Yeah, well, because if I'm doing it when she's doing it, I need to first heal my team and then go for someone. But it depends.
Is that all we have to say on that? Just don't spend money on it.
Don't
spend money. It's free. It's fun.
It's free. It's fun.
The battle pass is not worth it because you can't rebuild a new one.
Yeah.
Unless it's... It would be worth
it.
I'd
probably buy it if there was an ability to purchase the next
or
one.
Or if
like
there was like
thing.
15 skins in it. Gone crazy.
Or
it's
anything that looked good, you know?
Yeah, they look so...
The Genji thing is cool.
The Genji thing's cool, but I don't play him.
Yeah.
And the skins for the three new characters, the ones you can just buy in the game, shit. Everyone, when they came out, they all looked sick. You wanted all the new skins for the characters.
Yeah.
The epic ones.
Yeah.
And then the new ones are terrible. The character...
slight color change.
The normal character looks better in all three
cases.
How
come you have to pay for some of the ones that you could get in Overwatch 1?
Because you didn't get them then.
But you can only pay for them. You can only use real money to get them. But they were in Overwatch 1, which you didn't need real money for.
Yeah. Now they've done that little divide with those coins.
Surely there's something illegal. I've seen that popping up a bunch where Overwatch 2 is doing illegal things.
Did you say what it was?
No.
They had the Halloween event. And in Australia, if you release something, you have to have it the normal price out and then you can discount it.
Yeah.
While they straight put the character Kiriko skin or the bundle... And then had a discount on it.
They're like 19% off.
And none of the things were you could buy individually, which is illegal as well. So they're like, yeah, it's discounted. But it never had a price in the first place. So no one knows that's a discount. And it wasn't even that cheap. I'm sure it was like 30.
$25.
But American, wasn't it?
No. So you have to buy 2,000. Yeah. Or 1,000, $10. 1,000, $10. And then the $5.
And that's fucked as well.
500.
Oh, you can't buy the exact coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much? So, skin is 1,900 coins or whatever. How much is that?
2,200, I think that one was.
So, how much real money
mostly
is that?
Mostly in America, so it's like 1,900 is $19.
Yeah,
except... But you have to convert it.
So, it's $19 for a skin.
So, it's 2,020.
You have to buy $2,000
worth of currency. So, it's $22 for... Well, yeah, but if you were just using the coins, it's $19 for a skin.
But think so Australian, that's probably 25.
But if you see someone with that new Reinhardt skin, they've bought that for $20.
Yeah.
I hate that, hey.
And what? You should attack them and not heal them.
That is... Because I've seen someone, it looks cool, and then they had the emote where they were walking like a zombie. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But not $20.
It's not worth $20, and I hate that you spend your parents' money on that.
Yeah.
It's just bad. It's bad. So many, like, Fortnite showed you how to do it. Even Call of Duty, the Warzone one.
Apex do
that
same thing of the box thing, and that seems to work for them.
Are you diving into Apex?
Probably not.
That was a pun as well, because you dive at the start.
Yeah, it's real good.
I gotta open up all my Apex boxes.
That's the problem, is you save all these boxes and then the game stops.
Yeah.
And then you didn't just... do it with Overwatch, did you, though?
I didn't open
them,
no.
In my head, you had like a ton of them, but I think I was watching
YouTube. I did save them up. And then
you just got the coins.
They get opened.
They opened automatically.
Oh.
When it swapped over.
So you didn't even get to do that thing where you sit there going, oh, what's it going to be?
I have just over 2,000 coins. Mm. And until something amazing comes out, I'm not spending it because I know I will never get one more skin like that again. Has to be good.
Yeah.
But on the other side, there was a glitch where this is what happened with my the competitive points thing.
There was
a glitch or bug when someone had been transferred and people were getting like, they only had like 5 grand or 5,000 and they were getting like 30,000. So that's what happened when I think I had under 3 and I went across and I had 17. I got 1+.
It's bullshit, eh?
That's good. I deserve it.
I got what gold guns do you have from competitive points?
May.
And that's it? Oh, you haven't played that much then? Oh, okay.
I got Pharah, Sigma, Roadhog, and the new healer, Kiriko. And I think that's it. I wanted Junker Queens because she gets 3 gold out of it. But I want to see what the new tank, what his gold stuff is.
Yeah, I just got Moira and Torb.
Moira's is such a waste.
Yeah, I know. I just did it. I thought, screw it. I'm just going to do it.
I was going to get a Rissa as well, but there's only a little bit of gold on the spear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not worth
it. Well, because with that Banshee skin that I've got, you can see the gold a bit more
it
on it.
It stands out.
So, yeah. There's some that it's just like...
scare you, that skin.
No, I just burst someone with it and they weren't even good. I don't like the look of it. Yeah. I don't like it.
Did you play the Junker Queen thing and get scared?
No.
I played that 3 times.
I mean, I played it. I didn't guess.
No, but I mean, like, I never even seen the Banshee in the whole thing because everyone else just did the stuff.
Oh, wait.
That's a jump scare. That was when you grab something, isn't there?
There was like, because I watched a compilation of people getting scared when they found the key. When they found the key, she jumps up in your face.
Oh, that bit.
And even, like, there's something where she comes out of a door or something.
No, actually, now that you mention it, she did startle me.
Oh, well, I never even got to see her.
You know, I've never played for a person that didn't know how to play it. They all took the stuff. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
they all grabbed
everything.
The second time I played it, I was like, all right, we're looking for a key. And I ran and I jumped down into that bit, that archway that runs.
Yeah,
in front
I know
of the spawn
what
there.
It is. On, in,
and I went,
yeah.
Cool, look, a key. And then as I ran up to it, she's fucking hell far away. And she goes, hell up to me.
Because I think there's a couple of them. Because there was a one where everyone was getting scared. So
I think. It sounded like Apex in a really cool way when they had the Halloween. Some of them, the boxes you open, the loot stuff, and scream, and then the spiders are on the screen.
I don't remember that.
Oh, no, there were bodies in there, weren't there? There were zombies in some of the crates.
I don't remember.
There was something that popped out and screamed at you.
I did think I played Apex during Halloween, then.
Didn't you play that mode when you die and all the zombies are chasing the living people?
I don't think I played.
That was when just before, what's his name came out? That robot guy. The devil dead guy.
BMO.
Oh, Revenant?
Revenant.
Yeah. Oh,
Revenant
yeah.
Came out.
Okay. Yeah, I never played. I watched the people play, though. Because I'm a loser.
You're a loser like that.
Thanks. How can we egg that in that segment on that?
Yeah.
All right. Good job on that segment, guys.
No worries.
If you like Overwatch, make sure you play it.
Yeah.
It's quite Speaking fun. Of playing... You played a movie.
I did press played on a movie.
Anyway.
What the hell?
Do ya?
Yeah, go.
So Steph was like, let's watch a scary movie. So I typed in horror on Netflix, brought that up.
Crap Tales, Pop Tales pops up.
Firstly.
Number one.
A lot of the Netflix movies are not very good.
Yeah, well.
Especially the horror.
Yeah.
Horror in general is struggling, but look, go.
Well,
I'm a horror fan.
It got to the point where scrolling down and then it's like, okay, we're at the end of whatever horror thing there is on Netflix. I'm like, cool. And then there was one sitting there called The Silence. And it's got that guy from...
Home Alone 2.
He's from The Kingsman. And he's from that movie with Sacha Baron Cohen where he plays that English guy.
Jog my memory on The Ali Kingsman? G.
The Kingsman.
There's lots of people in The Kingsman, though.
There is. It's Kingsman. It's like a bunch of spies. It's a spy group. And the
Eggy.
Kid, Eggy. Not Eggy.
Colin
I think he kills himself in it.
The manga. Was? The guy that trained him?
Not the guy with the glasses. The bald guy. Oh, yeah. Do the thing, Jay.
The guy that doesn't even matter.
No, but then he's also in...
Christoph Waltz.
His name was in the title, too. I don't even know his name.
Wait, I've seen this movie.
The Silence?
Yeah. I've seen this movie. So go, keep going. So where the, it's got the girl from Sabrina in it as well.
Oh, yeah, Sabrina.
Is that the dude?
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley is that this, Tucci. This,
yeah, I don't know. Is that
Stanley Tucci, yeah.
I don't know.
He's on Hunger Games as well.
Yes, that's what it fucking was.
You don't even watch Hunger Games.
Yeah. He's also from... He's in Captain America.
Is he also on one of the Transformers?
Yeah, why not?
What's the one with...
He plays Megatron.
Sacha Baron Cohen one. And Sacha Baron Cohen plays this hell...
Holy shit, he's in 139 movies.
Their brother's in it.
No, that's not Stanley... That's... That... What is that guy's name?
Wait, that's
Mark,
not the guy I'm thinking of?
Mark something.
Mark Wahlberg.
No. Oh, wait, look out...
Patient Zero. Are you thinking of the one with the...
This is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Mark something. He's... I know he's on Green...
Yeah, he is Transformers.
Green Lantern.
He is Transformers. Who said Transformers?
But it's not Stanley Tucci. That's the wrong guy.
Yeah,
Sasha Baron.
No, this guy is...
Green Lantern. With Ryan Reynolds, and he's the villain.
Lantern. Emerald Knights? That's not
that
at all.
Why would it be Emerald Knights?
Green Lantern.
Someone's shouting it right now, and they know it.
They know it. Cast.
Mark.
Taika Waititi?
Yeah, that's the one.
Peter Skarsgård.
No, there.
Skarsgård.
Not him?
Wow, they look the same, don't they?
So you got the wrong guy.
I got the wrong guy.
That's Mark Strong. That's.
Wait. So who are you saying he is?
Bald.
No, I'm talking to that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy
and you
about.
Think he
Mr.
played
Tucci.
Krillin. They all look alike, don't they?
It's apparently. Stone Cold.
Well, that's,
he's a wrestler.
That's crazy.
Yeah, anyway, I've seen this movie, but I watched it when it came out.
So makes
oh, no. Okay.
That no, guy, it means that I don't remember it.
That guy, he always made me feel uneasy because he plays a very creepy guy in The Lovely Bones.
Mm. If I did say that. Yeah. I haven't seen it. I've seen that he was in that.
Yeah.
I've not seen that movie, no.
I swear in one of the movies he's Lindsay Lohan's... Oh, maybe Easy A. He's the dad.
Oh, yeah, he could be.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's real anymore.
He's in every movie.
He's in everything.
Anyway.
He's in The Core. The Core?
So do you remember what the plot was?
Let me try and guess what it was. Is there birds that attack people?
Wrong.
Bats.
No, I didn't watch it.
The bird bat primitive... Very yuck looking things.
Okay.
Is that a spoiler? Is that the plot?
It's like
it's
the reason you have to be quiet is because they attack and I guess they can only hear, they can't see.
Yeah, because they've been underground for millions of years.
Did this come out straight after that
sorry, go.
Krasinski movie?
What's that?
Where they all have to be silent?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It's Bird Box. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's the
blind one. That's the fucking looking one, you idiot.
Yeah.
You mean
the one with that one's a deaf girl?
Don't Breathe or something.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Then,
yeah.
And yeah. All along that same line.
It's pretty much the same.
I think it's that Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Wait, is The Silence the one, the girl's sign language? And it's oddly convenient as hell that everyone knows sign language in that movie. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I'd like to call this one like The Happening of that sort of thing. Where, you know, The Happening where the trees kill people.
Yeah.
The trees are emitting a thing that kills people. Well, it makes people kill themselves. That's what it is. But the acting in it is fucking terrible.
What? Even Sabrina?
She does all right. But at the same time, it's like she's deaf, but she's not deaf. She's deaf, but she's...
No, but wasn't she...
She was in a car accident.
Yeah.
How does this segment go?
Well, it's just you're basically explaining the movie because we were supposed to be Jason
I didn't realize I had seen it.
Okay.
It wasn't until...
Jason can't be left out of stuff. He has to go...
I didn't realize I'd seen it. There is a bit that I remember in the movie, but I don't know if...
So it starts,
this is one of those bits, this a sad bit, I guess. That's what I remember. That's what I took away.
It's meant
away.
To be sad, and it's meant to be like... It
should be sad.
They could have made it way more sad. But they didn't. They took it away from you.
Yeah, okay.
So you as the viewer, they thought you couldn't handle this scene.
Is this like a budget thing where they stay in the house and then the bats are around, or they're wandering? They're active out in the world.
They get pretty active.
Yeah. Do they have like towels on their feet so they don't make noise?
No.
Huh.
No, they don't even do any of that.
They should do that.
It's very weird.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, something.
So it starts off, these people are going, hey, we broke through into the second cavity wall thing in this cave. And next minute it's like, what's that? And then they all get shredded and stuff. And it's like, cool, yeah. And then the next day, this girl's, she's at school, she's getting picked on, but she doesn't know because she's deaf.
Oh, is this Sabrina?
Yeah.
I'm going to call her Sabrina.
We'll call her Sabrina.
Yeah.
No, because they're behind her and they're like,
that's
being
rude.
Being mean. It's like classic American bullies.
Yeah.
So there's that, and everyone's laughing at her, even the people across from her, and she's like,
even
whatever.
Even the teacher's up and looking out the window.
Yeah.
Stupid deaf bitch.
Looking at her. I can.
And then this boy.
Name's Ali in the show.
Boy walks her home, and he knows sign language too, but she can read lips, but she just talks normally. And so you're very confused at this point too, because she's just talking normal as, and everyone else is signing to
can
her.
Can you say, what age is she supposed to be in this?
I'm guessing like 15.
Okay. Because she's 20 when the movie's released.
And she doesn't want to be rude and say to the guy, like, you don't have to do sign language, I can just read your lips.
That, but also I don't think she can, she might not be able to read lips completely, but it was a thing where she could read lips, but then she can't, I don't know.
She loses the ability.
There's points in it where people are talking to her and she's reading their lips, and other points where they're just signing.
Yeah she would probably learn bits and pieces. There'd be some words that are easy, you know.
And at the same time, the bat things were released. Is this somewhere else in the world at the same time?
Same, yeah, pretty
so
much.
So it's not years later.
No. And so they have dinner and stuff or whatever. They go to bed, they wake up, and it's like, get up, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, something's going on. And then
straight out of the Last of Us.
There's this whole scene where they go, pretty much like that. to the point where the dad's friend rocks up at the house and it's like, what's going on here? And he's acting as fucking horrid. Steph goes, he's usually in rom-coms and he's a bit better in those. But he's like, come on, man. Like, literally, he's just saying, man,
so
it's like, you don't have
first
to
first thing
that.
This guy saw what's going on, he's like, fuck, I'm driving to my friend's house.
I'm going to my friend's house.
No, he has no external family, no one in the house. He's like, I'm going straight to jail.
Didn't you say it was his neighbor?
No, it's his mate.
I don't, just a random mate. I don't remember that
He
bit.
Would just happen to be driving.
I remember, like, three bits in the movie.
And so they do that, and on the news, they're like, and caution, the next scene shows graphic images, and it's like, okay, graphic images.
Which the news wouldn't even show that.
No. Well, if they did, they'd blur it out, right?
Yeah.
Nah, this is bodies just torn to shreds, like there's just bone and blood left.
It wouldn't even show
and they're
it.
Just panning across going, and it's like...
But it's one way to prepare you, you know?
Yeah.
They blur it out. Totally. People run out screaming.
And then...
Maybe.
And they're like, oh my God, and it's like...
they run outside screaming, yeah. You know, that's happening outside. Yeah.
Well, and then they go, stay inside your house and be quiet. And then it goes, and it does that, you know, that classic TV thing where it fucking goes,
yeah
so it does that with a message, stay inside, be quiet. Constantly, it's like, you're going to turn that off for?
Should say, please be quiet.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, well, you're not my dad.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Stomping around the house, screaming. Yeah.
And the deaf girl's there with her just not looking at the TV, playing the piano. I don't, why would she be playing
she
the piano?
She doesn't know the TV's on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
playing the piano. Listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
she could have tapped the CD player and it's fucking cranking and she doesn't even know.
She doesn't have a clue. No. And then what happens?
How would she know to do a quiet shit?
She wouldn't.
Can you fit?
Honestly, like,
actually, next time you do a shit, put earplugs in and see, and then record it though. Not like do a sound record.
No. You know when someone
are you forcing
also,
it out. So
when people have like headsets on and then they can't, they're like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, but then because that's what she's like all the time. But when you're doing a poo. You know, sometimes you do it and then you go, better quieten that down a bit.
All I can think of is I'm on Family Guy where that Marley's there with Stewie is just walking past. He goes, come on, Marley. I know you can't hear it, but surely you know those are slapping out of there. Or someone like that. Anyway, oh, it was a big tangent.
Yeah. But just try that. Do the poo.
Yeah.
See if you can hear it. Because then how is she supposed to be silent when she's doing a poo? Because she doesn't know.
Yeah, get Steph to wait outside the door and you do a poo. And you can't have the fan on.
You know, okay. You've got. I think
just have a straw under the.
No, you would have to have music playing because if you like block your ears and you speak or something, you can still hear. You know, because it's in you. But if you've got earphones on,
yeah.
Anyway, try that out. I don't know if it's worth it, but
anyway. So the silence.
So
a bit of a tangent there.
Yeah.
So they get in the car and they just drive off, and her younger brother gets in the car in the car with the friend, the dad's friend. And you're like, oh, shit, something's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
And then they pull over on the side of the road later, and they're like, he just wants to be with you. And it's like, so what was the point of that? And then they drive off.
Nothing that... I remember something like that.
Right.
You didn't mention that they had a dog.
Oh, they've got a dog too, by the way.
Yeah. There's also a thing, like, in movies, the stuff that happens has to have a point.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be a... Why did you cut that out?
Like, if the reason that he got in the car... to switch it over, if at the switch over something dramatic happened. Doesn't something dramatic happen?
Well, before that, they're at the gas station getting fuel, and then some guy walks up with a shotgun, give me the keys to your car! And then the friend goes, I've got a rifle. Shoots him in the leg. Like, why don't you just fucking cap him? Why don't you just go, and he shot him in the leg.
Why don't you just shoot the shotgun?
Well, if you think about it, because you're going to be like, there's no...
Why didn't that guy shoot?
Because he got shot. Maybe he doesn't have any bullets.
He watched the guy pull out a rifle.
No, sorry.
What are you doing there, boy?
So he's...
What are you loading that up for?
So I'm pointing a thing at you, but then someone like 20 meters that way just pulls a rifle
out. Oh, Widowmaker.
Yeah. Widowmaker. She
got you in my sights.
Yeah. All right, so that was the shotgun. So that was the thing that might have set the kid off a little bit. But anyways, they're driving down and they pull over. The kid gets out. And gets back in the car with the parents. So the family's all back together, and then that guy's driving by himself. They're driving down the road. And
did he tell his story about his life? I got a kid waiting for me at home.
The dad actually tells the kid about the story about, this is my best friend. He's been my best friend forever. I'm not a fighter, pretty much says that. And he goes, and I was getting bullied, and then this other guy, he came up and he just straight headbutted him.
And
we've been friends
ever
since. And the headbutt guy is the one that shot the rifle. And so that was the dad.
So he protected him a second ago from the shot. So he's just
the ultimate protector.
He's just put a target on his back.
It sounds like it, you know, when they do that movie splaining.
Yeah,
it's like that thing of like, wait, you've never had this conversation with your kid. He comes around all the time, but now you're telling him why you're friends. Oh, that's weird.
When you're supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, that's a weird time to do that.
Yeah.
And just like when there's a new... Or I always see it when they replace a character, like in a TV show, and they say their name so many times.
Mm.
It's like, Mandy here just went to the shops. Isn't that right, Mandy, huh?
Classic
Mandy. Hey,
Mandy. It's on the screen.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Yeah. It's just, to really, really show it off.
So they're driving along this dirt road. Having a little gist. I don't know if they're on walkie-talkies or on the phone. I think they might be on the phone. He's like, why are you... He says something like, you're scared to put your foot down, go a little faster or something. But as he's saying that, some deer ran on the road. And he goes... and decides he wants to turn and goes... woof, 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 down this bloody...
Yeah.
Into this little valley bit. And his car's all fucked
up.
They're in like
still telling the story to the sun.
They're in like the woods and it looks like it's autumn. Just to set the scene.
To set the scene.
Sounds fucking beautiful.
And so they run down there and he's all wedged up. He's like, man, I can't get out, man. He's acting like a bloody idiot again.
Believe me.
And so, So he goes, go grab my gun. He's like, okay, I'll grab the gun. And then he pulls the gun and he goes, what do you want the gun for? No, sorry, gives him the gun. And he goes, what do you want the gun for? And he goes, if you don't leave, I'm going to shoot you. It's like, all right. And it's like, guess I'll leave now. And then they leave.
Just step on his arm. Wait, did you know he's crashed on the vehicle?
He's in the car.
Yeah.
Right. But his legs somehow caught in there. They don't really explain it. How his legs caught.
Don't look.
But then they pull
the
gun.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Don't look in here.
So he's sitting there with a handgun in the car. And it's like, you expect him to go cap himself. He doesn't. And then they get in the car. And then they're sitting there. And what happens? The dog starts barking.
No, isn't
that?
Doesn't the guy don't you hear gunshots?
No, no, no. So the dog starts barking.
Oh, yeah. This is the sad bit.
Right? And the dog, and then well, one the creature comes in and goes,
longer, isn't he?
Right? Yeah, he has puppies. Hate puppies.
You have to shoot the puppies.
One of those creature comes in, hits the glass, and then they all just start swarming. There's heaps just swarming the car, and the dog's going, raw, raw, raw. So the dad climbs over the back. See, the deaf girl's there going, and the dog's right next to her, and she's just not a care in the world, just looking at these things smashing on the windows. Dad climbs into the back seat, and he goes, and you see him, he grabs it, and he goes, puts it in a headlock. And you're like, oh shit, straight I Am Legend. He's going to kill the shit out of this dog. And then the girl's like, no, no, don't, don't. And then they go, open the back door and the dog goes, and leaves.
It runs out. No, it runs out and then don't you see him?
Sorry, and at the same time, the other guy starts shooting the gun.
Yeah, because so I remember him shooting. And
so he's luring him over and the dog's going to also lure him over.
I think, isn't there a, if I'm wrong, then tell me. But they're watching the dog. And he's barking still, and then she wants to go out and grab the dog, and he's like, no, no, no. And it's kind of just like, he's done for, sort of a... But they're just like, shut the door.
Unless they've cut it from this movie, no, that didn't.
Okay. But maybe that was in my mind.
They're obviously setting up the dog flies in later, like standing on four bats.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
And he's like...
Wait, does the dog come back in it later?
No.
Good.
He flies in.
Oh, yeah.
He flies in on the thing. He's like, you think you can get away from me, Spider-Man?
The little doggy bone rolls in, blows up.
Yeah.
And then, what is it? So these things like sit there and they have their arms out like this. And they've got big wings and they act like little satellite things. They can hear more.
Oh.
Like that. And it's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I think because they must do like... It's not sound. It's sound. Like sound waves, I guess, is what they're feeling. Sort of like sharks in the water or something, or dolphins
magnets
in the water
and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I assume
that's how they're learning to feed.
Speeding this up, is there a bit where there's like a bunch of hillbilly people?
Kinda, they're like religious people.
Yeah, and they all have guns and stuff, and then they're in a house versus another people in it, and they want to get in their house.
So these guys rock up. The family rock up to this house, and they go, well, let's go into the gate. This gate's got bells on it like fucking crazy. Worst thing ever. And so they go to open it. The bells go ding, ling, ling, ling. And some lady comes out, get off my property. And then all the bats come in and go, ah! And they eat the shit out of her.
Why did she put the bells there?
I don't know. I don't know if she knows what's going on.
Ah, but she set up a bunch of bells.
Well, that's just...
They might have been there already.
As a trigger.
Because her whole property is like fenced off. Yeah. And then they find this little bit to crawl through, and they crawl through this bit after she gets eaten. And best scene of the movie is...
What about the dog scene?
What?
Second best.
No, that was the worst scene.
Oh.
They should have killed the dog.
Oh my God.
So they get startled in this little like drainpipe tunnel. The dad's already on the other side. And they all start screaming and the bats come in. And then he's like, shit, what do I do? And he goes, he runs off camera. And they're like, what's he doing? And all you hear is, it's a wood chipper. And all the bats just start flying into this wood chipper. And they go, getting grinded up into the wood chipper.
Grindelwald.
And then it's like, whew.
Is there a scene where they have a CD player and they play Britney Spears?
No.
Can there
be? Is there a scene with a CD player and they play a song?
No.
Is there a scene?
No.
Damn. There's one. Is Britney in the movie?
I'm thinking of something else.
Britney the bat.
Don't the bad guys go into the house and play something?
So the bad guys, they're like, your girl, she's of age. No, what is it? She's fertile. And so they want the girl. And it's like,
Jesus.
God.
Yeah, no, I do remember that, thinking like, what? Because then they try to take her.
Yeah.
And then the dad tries to be a hero, and I think he gets shot or something.
So the dad has a shotgun pointed to this guy just after he said the girl's fertile. And it's like he doesn't shoot him and then just run away and lock himself in the house. He goes, get out of here, you scallywag.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's big creepy stuff happening. And then there's a girl that rocks up on their porch and they bring her in. And she's like, and then they find out they've cut her tongue out, which they all had their hillbillies had their tongues cut out.
Mm.
And then they open up her shirt, her like, jacket, and she's got what looks like a bomb vest on, except it's phones strapped to her.
Oh, that's
what it
was.
And they go, what? And they go, there's all alarms and shit. And then the girl, for some reason, they didn't wake up the girl upstairs, the Sabrina.
They called out to her, but she's...
Well, obviously.
She's calling her on the phone.
She's deaf because she was in a car crash and she lost her hearing. You find that out too.
Oh, that's when you find that out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so she gets up to look out the window and there's this black thing on there. And she goes, what the hell? And then it goes, and it comes up and it's alarm going off with snooze on it, but it's on the outside. So there's nothing you can do. And the bats come blowing in and shit. And she's like, ah. And then,
some screams making it worse.
Then what happens?
Does the dad die? Bryce, you watched the movie.
I honestly can't remember the end.
It must have been good.
It was so good that I just completely blanked.
Yeah, I remember. So that you've said most of the things that I have, some of it jolted my memory. The hillbillies going into the thing, the car crash, and the dog bit is the bits that I remember from the movie.
Yeah.
And I remember that girl was Sabrina. Yeah. But she's got like brown hair. She looks, for some reason, because she's supposed to be 15. I don't know how old she's supposed to be in Sabrina, but I think Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the remake.
It that girl?
She's that girl. She's in a bunch of other things as well. But when Sabrina came out not long after, or it was out during actually, and she looks so much older in Sabrina than that movie. I don't know if it's just the hair or the way that they did it, but she looks like a little kid.
They might have filmed it ages ago.
Maybe.
This was shit.
But she's in what? She like a Netflix person, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
Everyone's just a Netflix person.
It's true.
And how it ended.
It must have been really good that he remembers.
But
I'm assuming they kill all the bats.
I honestly
wood chippers.
Hell abrupt.
This movie, by the way, I'm pretty sure this movie came out while we were all living together.
Oh.
The silence.
2019. I think,
you're wrong.
Ironic, because I never got a fucking minute of silence.
Hey-o.
Yeah, with this guy. Or maybe that was Bird Box.
Oh, my That's Lord. Spooky.
That was Bird Box. It was one of those movies.
Yeah, no, it was.
That was when we were there. But it's such a similar... I think...
Oh, no, that's right. They travel north. They really skip over a lot of bits. They travel north, and they get to what's called the refuge, and where people live because these bats can't live in the cold.
That's how fucking every zombie movie and anything like that ends. They have a little, even the last one.
And she finds,
spoilers.
She meets up with her boyfriend, her love interest at the beginning of the movie.
The deaf girl.
The deaf girl, yeah.
I wasn't in the movie.
Well, that sounds just riveting.
You should really not watch it.
Yeah, it's not that great.
I would have watched the trailer for that and not watched it anyway.
Yeah, but there's lots of those sorts of style of movies.
Yeah,
like out now, and that's probably one that you can skip. Like, I think Bird Box is better than that.
Go on.
I was just gonna say I might even subject myself and find one, and I'll tell you guys next time.
One of those sorts of movies.
Mm.
You watched Love and Monsters, right? Were you part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you to watch it.
Oh, okay. But you weren't in the podcast we did about it. We did a podcast about that.
I was in the podcast.
You were then. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's why, because you told us to watch it. I thought that you didn't. Anyway. But that one has the similar thing of like the refugee stuff and just like refugee. You know, I said refugee because it was like multiple. So I added like plural, but that's not how you do it. anyway, but that has the same thing. So how do you want those sorts of movies to end though?
The bats win.
Honestly, a movie where it's not a happy ending would be good.
There's lots of those as well.
Where are they?
I was hoping you weren't going to say name them because I can't think of any at the moment. But there's probably some out there.
What a bad...
That's how you have to do it. 28 days later, you know, there's that sort of thing. The Walking Dead, these sorts of... That's that sort of
can't
horror.
Can't end nicely. No,
thriller.
Need it to end
it's
nicely.
Not necessarily... I mean, that's not nice.
I'm thinking of like...
They're trapped. The world is like... fucked and you're trapped in a space with like 30 other people trying to recreate the world. That's not... The best ending.
But you're not in any immediate danger, so it's like you can live out. You could probably.
Are they though? They're not in any immediate danger, but they're still in danger.
As long as they stay in the cold, they're fine.
They probably. And the reason the movie stops there is because they probably die from starvation, and that's boring. Because that's why they do it. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how you end that sort of a movie other than doing that.
You know what a really stupid line from it is? Where they're all in the car, and the deaf girl goes, "Hey, it's all right. I know how to live in silence. We all do." And it's like, no, you don't. You're just deaf. You don't know how to live in silence.
Mm.
It's like you've never been like Anne Frank in the attic or something, you know?
Jeez.
Those people know how to live in silence.
That was the thing that I remember coming from that, watching that movie. I think I mentioned it. I talked to someone about it and I was like, it's very convenient. Sorry. It's very convenient.
Rick and Morty shit going on here.
It was. It's very convenient that they all know how to sign.
Yeah.
It's like, that is some convenience. Oh,
it's been
shit.
A couple of years, probably, and they know how to do all
No, but
this
I mean,
stuff.
Like, the fact that they're following that the story of the people that know how to live in silence.
See, I that when you say following it, so... Because I've had the same thought before, right? But how do I explain it? Without that happening, you wouldn't have a story sort of thing.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean. You're picking the best story.
Yeah.
Like, just say there's lots of little stories in that world and you're picking the best one and that one happens to be the best one. That's fine. It's very convenient that that story also has that. And there's probably scenarios in the real world where
in
that's
the multiverse,
happened.
Bro.
Of like where there's been someone trapped somewhere, but then there happens to be a doctor there that can reattach legs or something.
Yeah.
I don't. The irony
reattach
with
legs.
The main character, the girl, the deaf person would be the noisiest person.
Yeah.
Because like that's what I was saying with deaf, the shit. Like, you wouldn't know.
They'd be stomping around, kicking cans. And
she doesn't
dogs.
Know what is silent.
Well, I mean, they could see the can. Well,
she knows what's silent.
No,
but she doesn't know if she's being silent.
Yeah,
because
she doesn't know if
deaf.
This chair squeaky. She doesn't know it's fucking squeaky, does she? She just thinks
this isn't
squeaky. But I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
If there's a squeaky door, if she's like, and you're going,
they're all looking at her.
She's like, but I'm opening it slowly. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's squeaky as fuck. Stop it. Like, she would never know that. That's the thing that sucks.
Oh, and the grandma's sick, so she coughs a lot too.
Whoa, she can.
There's a grandma in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
She can go with the deer. Wait, do we want to wrap it up anyway?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Are we going to be silly, wrap your wit here? What?
I thought it would be cool if we talk about what we're going to dive into next.
Or we could talk about wrestling. All right, boys.
Wrestling.
This is what happened on. No, actually,
can we talk about your
D&D
shirt?
No, but I do want to talk about the wrestling thing just because of the Logan Paul stuff. Because of like the YouTuber thing getting into. Well, I'm thinking if we get big enough, maybe we will main event in a wrestling match. Logan Paul wrestled in a wrestling match? And the main event, I've not told you many times, the first time I'm saying it.
You have told me.
It only just happened. How could I have told you?
No, you told me he previewed on it and then they want him on there as a mainstay.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But he versed in for the main event for the title, like the main title.
Okay. Yeah.
And Roman, the wrestler guy, called out a bunch of YouTubers. Well, he didn't call them out.
And he called us out?
Well, I swear Crabtails was next because he said other big guys like us. He was like, he's like, bring on all the YouTubers, KSI, Mr. Beast, and then he said Dr. Disrespect. Just before he said Crab Tails, he got cut off, but that's fine.
Yeah,
we accept your challenge, Roman. Come at us.
Yeah,
we'll fuck you up.
If we get to 10,000 subs, I'll challenge Logan Paul to a boxing match.
No, you want to challenge Jake. Jake is the boxing.
Challenge the mountain.
Wait, which one?
Jake's
both the same to me.
Okay, well, Jake is the boxer.
We'll do both at once.
Oh, Jake is the recent boxer anyway.
Okay.
He's apparently
the one that beat up.
Anderson
won
Silva.
Anderson Silva.
Yeah, he did.
Bryce, what are you diving into? You had your chance.
Oh.
What, next week?
What, are there movies you're going to watch? You're going to watch Andor?
Well, we got to watch.
Wars
also,
show?
We got to watch. Probably not. We got to watch Vox Machina.
Yes. He did mention that.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to watch The Barbarian.
And The Barbarian.
Yeah.
You said movie. Isn't it a show?
Which one?
Barbarian.
Vox is a show. I think Barbarian's a movie.
So there's different. There's Barbarians, which is a TV show, and then there's The Barbarian, which was a movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know which one you were. When you said, let's watch
it's a
movie.
Oh,
okay.
Not like, oh, watch,
goes for 2 hours.
Watch it right now.
Oh, yeah. Quickly put that on. There's a bunch of things. Andor, I haven't touched any of
Andor's
the.
Andor's supposed to be good, by the way.
Yeah, well, I did read things about it, but there's the Lord of the Rings TV show that I don't know what it's called, but it's Lord of the Rings. Babadook.
Yeah.
Barbarians too.
That's not called that.
Fucking, have you watched bloody House of Dragon yet?
No.
See, there's that. I still haven't watched Better
really
Call Saul.
Too much about it. I will watch it at some point.
It's got the Aussie chick in it.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I got to watch is All Quiet on the Eastern Front, Western Front, Eastern Front, whichever one it is. World War II movie.
Okay.
I don't want to say it about House of Dragon.
Oh, you don't.
It's one thing I don't like that I heard about.
You don't like the white hair?
Like, it's jam packed.
Okay. Like
years go years.
Yeah, yeah, no. Doesn't it go years?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like the actors keep changing for the younger parts because it's going through. This is in one season. I think she has maybe three or two.
From what I've seen, I don't know how spoilerish this is, but it was like it had the time difference between the episodes and some of them, and there's like years between some of them. So like you're, there's
people
like
say they're catching up in between.
There's like episode 4, 7 years later, episode 5, sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, well, and so they talk about what's happened in those years, or
it might be something so irrelevant, so much little irrelevant stuff happened in that time that they just don't go over it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any of it. I just read that thing.
Maybe someone's dead in that time, and they have to talk about what happened to them.
Is it just bad writing?
I don't know. It's getting really good like reception. I just I don't care to put that much effort into
it. I don't have binge, so I can't watch it.
Also,
you love binge. You should have binge for free with how much money you give Telstra.
What does that mean?
You love your phone.
I do love my phone. That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, I should
get
binge.
You're a phony.
You're a big phony. Yeah, but there's a bunch of stuff that we need to watch. I just don't. Do you know what? I say all that. I'm literally rewatching Castle again.
It happens like that. But there's so much stuff we should watch, and I'm watching bloody YouTube videos.
Yeah, I'm doing YouTube as well.
I do YouTube stuff as well, but it's because it's just in the background. I feel like if I'm going to watch Andor, House of Dragon, these sorts of things, I've got to be focused. I've got to be watching it.
Yeah.
And I just can't do that because I'm like, I need to be playing Overwatch at the same time. I don't know. Or doing something. I don't know. Like, I just. And then you look at it, it's like 50-minute episode. Is Andor 50 minutes or 20 or 30?
I haven't watched it. I just heard good things.
Okay.
I do wasn't going to watch it.
You weren't going to?
No, I was like, She-Hulk. <Not for her well.
laughs> Everyone else is angry about the Ant-Man trailer as well. I didn't even watch it.
Is it because it looks like Spy Kids? That's all I've seen.
I did say that as well. That's funny.
I watched it excited and then...
Is MODOK in the trailer?
MODOK? That's not the guy.
Murdoch University.
That's the guy in the chair with the massive head.
Yeah, but didn't they say that they ruined him?
He's not in it.
Well, that's why I'm like, what?
Blue guy at the end of Loki.
Yeah, it's Kang.
Yeah.
But they...
I think MODOK's in it.
Well, they said something about ruining MODOK in Marvel.
I'm going to have to rewatch
But I didn't... But I didn't... I mean, maybe he's rumored to be in it and they had a rumor picture of what he's supposed to look like. And then that's what ruined it. I don't know.
I thought Kang was the villain. Okay.
I think he is. But maybe MODOK's also there. I don't know. Did you watch that MODOK show?
No.
that claymation.
Oh, no. I want to watch that with...
That was weird. It's got a... what's his name? The voice, is it?
Is it Patrick something?
Oswald.
Oswald Patterson. It's not that, but it's something like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, that guy.
I wanted to say something quickly as well. Did you watch or hear about the end of She-Hulk?
I heard. I didn't watch.
She went hell, broke the wall, and was like talking Marvel stuff and movies. And then
blew into like the Disney Plus app or something, didn't she? Then she went and talked to the creators.
Yeah. But it was like they still changed the name slightly of the stuff. Or did something. I didn't
fourth wall break
it,
on a new level.
I heard about a fourth wall thing.
But the Hulk thing. Did you see the Hulk thing?
No.
Hulk, early on in the season, he had to go off because the spaceship was there.
Oh, okay.
So they do that.
For Sun.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Some questions about that.
Oh,
hey.
They're just doing too much of this.
With the Sun?
Yeah.
Is that a comic thing?
Yeah. And also, they have Daredevil setting up the Daredevil show. And
I've seen that.
Did you see the fight?
No. I just
look pretty cool. Like he's more Captain America than he was in the Daredevil net.
I just reminded me of something. Firstly, they said this new Spider-Man is going to be Sony only, hey?
Yeah.
And it's going to be Kingpin. Yeah, I was right the first time. Sounded weird.
Kingpin.
No. Wait, and it's going to be the same universe?
Well, he's going to be the villain.
Is it still going to be Tom Holland?
No, he's not. I'm pretty sure he's not owned by Sony.
Well,
he's Daredevil.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to be the villain in this Spider-Man. This is just what I've seen, but this isn't even the thing.
Are you sure you're not talking Into the Spider-Verse?
I don't know. No, because the picture was him. But anyway, that wasn't even the thing. I'm just saying there's going to be a new Spider-Man, right?
Kingpin.
And apparently there's rumors that someone is reprising their role as Venom.
Venom.
Topher Grace. Topher Grace. He's back, baby. He's back.
That was funny. You're looking.
I don't know. I just seen an article the other day, and it was like Topher Grace asked to redo his role as Venom.
Was it Batuta article?
Let's hope not.
Was it The Onion?
No, I don't follow those sorts of things.
Okay. All right, I reckon we wrap up.
Yeah, we definitely. Should
probably I got wrap one up. Bit of news for Jason.
No, what?
He probably heard it anyway. They were testing out a new AFL game at the final of the footy under a little tent. Bit excited, eh?
What's this? I'm getting set up. I'm getting set up for something.
The original people that made the original one, you probably
liked. The original, like,
have got it again.
Like, original 2004?
Xbox? Probably the good one. So they got the rights again, and they're making it, and it's supposed to be not too bad. That's all.
If it's the 2004 and 2007, those ones were the good ones. Yeah. Anything after that is god awful.
Yeah, well, exciting news for all of us, really, all of us.
Don't get cool. me hyped up. No, I'll be happy.
That was the thing.
All right, guys.
If I look online and that's not true, I'm gonna be upset. All right.
Thanks for watching and/or listening. You're absolute superstars. If you'd like to follow, be sure to do that. Like, subscribe. If you've got any comments to give Jason on,
we're going
to
try to do more AFL. Of it. We will try to do more of these, but obviously
we say that all the time.
We do, and this time I mean it a little bit more.
Good,
because the other time That's I didn't good. Really mean it much at all, but now I mean it a lot more. Well, Kieran, so well we can talk about this after, but Kieran works different hours that me? Well, you work hours that help that are better for us now.
Yeah,
for doing that, because before you work nights and stuff as well. He still does kind of work nights as well, but or mornings or whatever. But
I did sex work. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, good job. It was worth it. I gave you that $20. Yeah, it was. Anyway,
was good.
Yeah. So we should be able. Maybe we can do another day and stuff like that. So
you'll be right.
You'll
cool.
be right.
Nothing
right.
wrong with sex work. By
yeah.
the way.
No, no.
Cheers. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, my mum.
As long as you pay your taxes, I don't have a problem.